Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, decision has been made. Dave is starting this week.
I won the coin flip today.
Won the coin toss. You're getting right into it.
I deferred to the second half.
We have not talked about it quite yet. A thrilling Saturday at Churchill Downs yesterday. The Kentucky Derby ended with Mystic Dan winning in a three-way photo finish. And, Dave, you know what the only thing I could think of when watching that race happen was?
What was that, Charlie?
Who cares?
Really?
Like it's a what, a minute 60 seconds around? Long is it?
And yeah, it's
sure
quick.
It's a photo finish, whatever, but you didn't know about those horses, you know, the day before or the hour before the actual race. Nobody knew about what it was. I don't know. Yes, people love the hats and the pomp and circumstance. I just do not care at all about the Kentucky Derby. It's just something. I guess I'll have a mint julep. That's about it. That's all that sounds
but
good.
A bad mint julep is a really bad idea.
I have not had enough mint juleps to know that.
If they're not good, they're awful.
Yeah. All right.
What makes it not good?
If you use the wrong kind, I forget what's in it, but you can, like, if you don't do the ratio right, it's like mixing Lemon Pledge and gasoline.
All righty. Well, I'll keep that in mind. Dave, but my question for you is, what is your most overrated major sporting event?
Oh, gosh. Overrated major sporting event. What is my most... Oh, man, you caught me off guard with this one.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. I'll hear you. I got it. Here you go. The Super Bowl halftime show. I think it's... So much is made of it, and it's... Although, I will say this year, it was great. I loved it. And the last couple of years, I've loved it. But so much is made of it, and... You know, these artists don't – I don't think they get paid for it.
No, it's all for promotion.
And it's just never – like, it's never a great show. They always try to outdo each other and top the other one. And then, you know, you'll get some good ones, but then you get all the – oh, I thought this show was – maybe that's just a sign of the times. I thought this was a great halftime show. What? You're an idiot. It was the worst one ever. No, I think it was the best one. Well, Prince was the best one. Well, I don't know if Prince was the best one. What? You don't think Prince was the best? I mean, like, that's what it comes down to, and it's just this contrived argument.
That sounds like a righteous argument right there.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I think that's the most overhyped thing in sports is the Super Bowl halftime show.
Pete, you got one?
I would just say real quick that, you know, when you're watching stuff on TV, it's so different than in person. And I'll give you a great example of that. I was never a guy who was all that excited about NASCAR, IndyCar, all those kinds of things. Until I was there, we were sponsoring somebody for a number of years. And I can tell you this, when you're there in person, it is phenomenal.
That's
but
a good point.
I can't watch it. You know, if the TV station I click to has that on, I am immediately hitting the button. So, yeah. I guess that sort of speaks for itself.
So an Indy 500 or a Daytona 500, one of those. If you're watching on TV, that is.
Yeah,
I always loved. I always loved the Derby because it meant when I was working in television that we didn't have a 5 or a 6 that day. So we didn't have to, we didn't have to go into work early. We could just stay home and then get them.
Well, that's a different reasoning.
Yes,
move on here. Over to you, Pete. We got to talk about it. Neon Deion Sanders and his sons back in the news again this week, this time after an article in The Athletic shed light on the way that Deion has allegedly forced players into the transfer portal that he did not want on his team, as well as the role that his sons have been playing in recruiting the transfer portal. They've been kind of key members of that. Of course, so after this Athletic article came out, Deion and his sons were mocking the players quoted in that article. And my question for you then, Pete, it was an embarrassing saga for Deion. Once again, how long can this experiment last? It cannot keep going forever.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Obviously, we're just underway, right? 1 year plus he's got his sons playing still with Colorado. So it's going to be interesting. I will say this. I wish they could have just walked away and not really addressed it. Just said, hey, you know what? That's their opinion, blah, blah, blah. But they didn't. And it's turned into this feud that's on social media, which I don't think that's a great idea. I feel bad for what's going on because so many people bought in so early and they were 3-0 and it sounded like a great thing. And then they lost most of the other, if not all the rest of the games. So I don't know. I keep hearing people actually talking about Deion as an NFL coach. And I don't know if his resume is there for that yet, but it's interesting to watch. It's going to be, you know, it's something like I can't even imagine what it's like to be inside right now at Colorado. By the way, I pointed out not too long ago how many guys were hitting the portal. Some of them, I think, were getting forced. I think there's a lot of guys hitting the portal on their own who just say, you know what, enough is enough. I'd rather be somewhere else. And that sort of speaks for itself.
Undoubtedly there are. They've had, I think, 40-plus transfers. Yeah. Some of them transferred in during the, you know, winter window and are transferring out in the spring. So there's quite
a lot.
And certainly some of the there was a running back, Edwards, I think, who was their starting running back last year and had a position with them who had played for Deion in high school and decided to transfer out. So certainly there are guys that are not loving the culture there.
Right. Yep. It's getting
We all know Deion. I mean, he is explosive. He is polarizing. This should not be a surprise to anybody that this is the way his career has gone at Colorado. However, I don't think Colorado's too sad because they're selling a heck of a lot more tickets and a lot more merchandise than they ever have before. So the more Deion can do his thing, I'm sure that they're going, go ahead.
You are correct, buddy. They're absolutely doing more. However, that may be coming off a little bit. Last year, Deion's first year, their stadium holds, I don't want to say 75,000 people, something like that. It was full. This year, we're down to about 40,000 for that spring game. So
Their spring game came down quite a bit.
The shine a little bit worn off in Colorado, and we'll see how that keeps going if Deion keeps making a mockery of himself, really, and his sons keep doing it as well. We'll move on back to you, Dave. Tonight, 5 p.m. at the Target Center, Arena Football returning to Minneapolis. The Ricky Foggy-coached Minnesota Myth taking the field, quarterbacked by the way, former Gopher Demry Croft. They're taking on Philadelphia. We had Ricky on, by the way, a few weeks ago to talk about this new league. You can check that out on any podcast page where you can get the huddle. My question, though, for you, Dave, is what is your favorite non-major sports league?
What is my favorite non-major sports league?
Non-major sports league. So we're talking about arena football here. You can say CFL. You can say minor league, independent baseball. There's a lot of answers.
Okay. I mean, I'll go way off the board here if you want. I love Major League Fishing. Have you ever watched it?
Well, I could have seen that coming.
Oh, it's great. First of all, the way they edit it together, you'd think that all these guys do with every cast is bring in another 7.5-pound monster bass, which I love. I'm like, oh, my goodness, look at the size of that guy's fish. But, you know, it's not. They're casting 10,000 times, and they edit it all together. I could sit and watch Major League Fishing all day. I love watching it. I love watching I learned from it. It's interesting. I'm sure other people think that it's like watching paint dry. For me, it's Major League Fishing.
Yeah, you're one of the three guys. I love the answer. I think it's a great answer because that's what I was looking for. But, yeah, you and the three other guys that are watching that are having a really good time.
Yeah, I can't imagine the ratings are too big for that one. Actually, I don't watch it live. I record it and then watch it later.
Oh, that's even worse.
Then you can go worse. Through the commercials.
If
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It counts. I would just say, you know, I've always enjoyed arena football. And the reason I have, my wife and I got together after I was done playing football and I was working in Chicago. Every Friday, we'd sit there, we'd have a great big pizza. We'd enjoy watching arena football. And all the players that, you know, they get their opportunity because they're in front of people. You know, whether it's Jay Gruden or Kurt Warner or whoever, these guys all played there in arena ball. So yeah, it's kind of fun to see somebody really go from that and that lifestyle to somebody who gets into the NFL and maybe even gets themselves further like Kurt Warner did. But I always have enjoyed arena football. I'm really looking forward to supporting Ricky and the Myth.
Yeah, it's a fun roster. It's, you know, maybe not a ton of guys you've heard of unless you're a Gopher fan and knew of Demery Croft, but a lot of like St. John, St. Thomas. There's some Augsburg guys on that team, up around the Midwest football guys. So it's fun that they have the opportunity at the very least to show off what they can do.
Yeah.
And Target Center is a nice venue. We'll see how it goes. Game 1 tonight at 5 p.m. On to you, Pete, for the last question. The NHL and the NBA now into the second rounds of their respective playoffs. Now that we've whittled down the fields a little bit, Pete, let's take another stab at this. I want your picks. Who has taken home the Stanley Cup and who's taken home the Larry O'Brien Trophy?
You know, the Stanley Cup gets pretty interesting, and you guys already know more about hockey than I've ever known. But I will tell you that I was amazed that Boston, that series went the way that it did. Boston finally gets it. I just think that they are destined to get there once again. So I like them. And when it gets over to the NBA, the more I watched the Wolves, and I thought that game one out there was going to be a very, very important one. And I didn't know that we'd even win it. I just wanted to see the Timberwolves play well. They won it. They played outstanding. And I think the Timberwolves legitimately have a very legitimate shot to win it all.
I love it. I'll go off the board. I'd love to see it. I don't know that it's going to happen. I'd love to see the Edmonton Oilers win the Stanley Cup. I'd love to see Connor McDavid win the Stanley Cup. I don't know that that's going to happen because they're cursed up there. I honestly think the winner of the Nuggets-Timberwolves series wins the whole thing. I really do. I think this is the toughest. I think this series right here, we talked about it last week, is the toughest series in the postseason, and I think whoever wins this one cruises to a title. So, and I certainly think that the Timberwolves have the better chance winning game one on the road already.
Man, you guys really catch your statements, don't you? Oh, you know, I'd really like them to, if they this would happen. I don't know if it's gonna, but I'd really like. Who's gonna win? Tell me.
I said Wolves and
thank you. Yep.
So, Wolves and Oilers. So let's go.
Wolves
there.
And Oilers. There it is, Pete.
Oh, I gave you Wolves. I gave you Wolves and Bruins.
Okay, there we go. Thank you. I appreciate the confirmed answers here. That's all I got for you guys today.
All right, we'll take a quick break. What's the best concert venue in the Twin Cities? And what's the best, maybe even what's the best concert venue around the U.S.? Mm-hmm. Our music critic, Pete Najarian, joins us next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.